local art, lady artist called Rose Mead, and these are two of her paintings that were bequeathed to the church, and they are actually of here.
Oh, how interesting.
So, fantastic. Although it looks a little bit strange, that's the font, obviously the font.
Yes.
But it's the font that's now at the back of the church, where it should be. But in the Victorian period, in the 1880s, 1890s, it was actually in the...
Distribution of bread.
Yeah, it's the bread charity. And of course, the other thing that you'll see in all the churches you go to, there'll be something called the Benefactors Board, and it'll be the list of all the parish charities.
Oh, I see.
Most churches have these written up in the Victorian period, basically to guarantee the poor that the charities were known about, and no one could hopefully siphon them off. So we had one here that was set up by a man called Francis Pinner in the 1630s, and he established a bread charity. And the idea was that there were, I think, 24 or 26 loaves given out every Sunday, but they had to be to the deserving poor.
Yes.
Who attended church.
Yes.
And this is the Christmas Day distribution.
Well.
So you can see there's the curate, and there's the lady in red. Someone who was known as the Lady Parish Visitor.
With the home at King Edward's to the Vineyard Church.
Yes.
Who people as members of the congregation bring in food, which is then distributed, and
yes.
Has got that same sense actually.
Yes.
of actively distributing.
I think the Vineyard do it on for themselves and all the other churches. So we collect here.
Oh, is that right?
And all the other churches in town collect, and then they send round
the distribution.
A wagon. Yes.
So
down at the back of the church, there are boxes and so on. That filled up. So
let's
the
just look at this.
All work together.
Let's just look at this other picture of hers, because it's just interesting seeing a place which we're looking at the reality, also looking at how it was seen then. I love the composition of that.
This is almost John Major, the ladies going to communion.
Yes, exactly. Yes, without the warm beer, yes. I think that's lovely. It's quite haunting, that idea that someone there looking out at us.
And, of course, that's the same chapel across there, so presumably this is after the service, but obviously they don't... I wonder if that is bread.
Yes, I think it is.
I think it is.
Actually,
so that obviously after the
distribution. And so we're Victorian here, are we?
Yeah, this is either 1890s or very early 1900s.
Yeah. Fascinating. Excellent. Right.